From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We hear a lot about big data these days, and now the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has released a report detailing just how big it's getting. According to the Forum for Innovation, 90% of the world's data has been produced in the last 2 years. And that means, of course, that the companies need a place to store it. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has covered the data storage industry, and she joins me now to talk a little bit about it. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Ben.
So give us an idea of the scale of this data.
Well, it's pretty awesome. Actually, recently I was in one of the world's largest data storage sites right outside of Las Vegas. It's called the SuperNAP 7. Companies like Google and Morgan Stanley store their data there. Missy Young was showing me around, and she pointed to like a cluster of machines the size of maybe 4 or 5 refrigerators in just one tiny corner of this building, and this is what she said.
It's estimated that the entire written works of man from the dawn of time until today in every single language is the equivalent of 50 petabytes of data. This one cage, we're told, is a little over 100 petabytes of data, so twice the written works of man.
That's very cool. So, but where is all of this data coming from, and why so much now as opposed to 5 years ago?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, a lot of people had phones and computers and were doing Google searches. So a lot of that was there. Apparently, what's really tipped the scale is two things, mobile and social media.
It scares me a little bit, the idea that because cell phones are tracking us all the time, where all this data is coming from. But what does it mean for companies?
Well, it means that they have to spend a lot of money. The Aberdeen Group just did a study that found companies are spending about 12% of their IT budgets now on data storage, and those storage needs are doubling every 2 years. So this is going to become a big expense for all companies. Storing data itself is estimated to be a $70 billion business. All these companies are getting into it because it's so lucrative, Amazon and Dell and others. One of the interesting points is even though a lot of companies don't know what to do with it yet, they know that they will someday have those tools, and so they have to store it.
Is it worth it? Is this actually something that's worth doing? It's obviously a costly process.
Well, it's a good question. It's a little tricky because, like you say, I mean, it's not like you can let go of the data. Companies like eBay go back for years and years and years and analyze data for sales and things like that. But according to Ben Wu, who's a consultant and the managing director of Neuralytics, it is worth it for companies to make that investment right now.
People focus too much on the initial cost of data. A simple big data or analytics or value-creating function can make such a huge change.
Wu says that using this data correctly can potentially increase revenue 10 to 20%, and that's right now. So as analytics techniques evolve, I imagine it could be even more than that. So it is a huge boost.
Stacey Vanek-Smith, Marketplace Senior Reporter. Stacey, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.